After they wed, they moved to New Mexico so Robert could go to college to become an architect. She got a job teaching students how to play the piano. When my grandmother was 7 months pregnant with my mother, she was diagnosed with toxemia. The doctor put her on bed rest for the last 3 months of her pregnancy. She went against the doctor's rules and continued to teach classes. On October 6th, my grandmother's nurse called her to come in. The toxemia was out of control, and the doctor told her there was little chance for the baby to live and even less for you. My grandmother had accepted that as they induced labor. At 1, my mother was born. Everything was perfectly fine until later that night. My grandmother said that she woke up with people on top of her and later found out that her heartbeat actually stopped for about 3 minutes. My grandmother did not speak of this incident because she was afraid people would think she was crazy. She did not even tell my grandfather until years later. My grandparents moved back to San Angelo, Texas after my grandfather graduated from college, and they decided they wanted to start a residential housing business. My grandfather started to build and design houses. My grandmother retired from teaching when she had my mother, but she still taught piano and was an organist. She knew the value of education, so she tried to teach my mother everything she could at a young age. Grandmother did not want my mother to be an only child because she knew what it was like. 6 years later, my uncle's story was born.